This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1820. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 7th, Bahrain, Belarus, Biafra, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, India, Indonesia, Iran, Japan, Kurdistan, Madagascar, Malaysia, New Zealand, Pakistan, Peru, South Africa, Sri Lanka, Thailand, Tibet, Turkmenistan, Uganda, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Walt Salmoni from Victoria, B.C. has just spent another couple of weeks DXing from his very remote cottage on Haida Gwaii Island, British Columbia, where he says the local noise level is zero. Starting with Radio Bahrain 9745, upper sideband with carrier but no lower sideband. He says it was just audible with Western sounding music March 26th at 2126 UT, a little early for reception here. I usually hear them better in the next couple of hours. And another log, April 1st at 1439 UT, around sunset in Bahrain. As Ron Howard had pointed out, it comes in at that time on the west coast of North America. Again, the way to be sure you're hearing this, or is a very substantial clue, is the lack of lower sideband, just audio on the upper sideband of 9745. Last week we had very short notice news that Radio Belarus would be closing down its shortwave as well as medium wave and long wave transmissions at the very end of March, that is the 31st at 2100 UT, and indeed they did. Many of us were monitoring. I could barely get a carrier on 11730, the usual situation, but I did detect it cutting off the air an hour earlier than it should have during the English broadcast at 13 seconds past 2100 UT, and nothing heard since on any of their frequencies. It seems the long wave frequency, 279 kHz, was well heard in Western Europe. Noel Green in England says it was strong on March 31st around 2000 UT, an hour before it went off, but modulation continued to be very low. In Idun's medium wave info, Tibor Gal in Hungary says, I read with sadness that Belarus is closing its transmitters. They're not in good technical health. The 279 kHz audio is undermodulated compared to its carrier, and other transmitters are not any better. The economic state of Belarus doesn't allow them to repair or replace these aging transmitters. In the 1990s and 2000s, they were loud and clear in Hungary. Even 1170 kHz heard conveniently in an armchair situation. Their English programs were structured to raise attention of young people, such as myself. At the peak, the English program lasted for 2 hours. Then all disappeared, and I cannot hear the powerful medium wave transmitter anymore. However, Jean-Michel Aubier in France points out that Radio Belarus German language programs, at least, have been relayed on shortwave by one of the low-power German stations, Radio 700, and it looks like this will be continuing. In fact, Christian Milling of Radio 700 recently visited Belarus to discuss their continuing cooperation. The current schedule at the website shortwaveservice.com shows Radio Belarus in German via the call site in Germany daily at 07 to 09 UT and 21 to 23 on 3985. And Monday through Friday, 07-09, also on 6005. Last week, we also reported that the clandestine Radio Biafra appeared to have quit broadcasting on shortwave. It had been from 20 to 23 UT or so on 11600 via Bulgaria. However, Jose Miguel Romero Romero found a press report from the Daily Post in Nigeria saying that Radio Biafra was back on the air, according to IPOB, the agency behind it, mentioning the shortwave frequency, 11600 at 2000 UT. I thought this was an old report, but it was dated March 31st, so we've kept trying to hear it with no success, except for Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reporting to his NASA flash sheet. At least on April 2nd, he heard from 2017 to 21 UT on 11600, a program of call-ins about Nigeria in English, which appeared to be Radio Biafra. Although other days of the week when we've tried to monitor it, the period until 21 UT on 11600 has been occupied by Dinga Kurdistania, which Ivo Ivanov confirms is now scheduled on that frequency. More about it later. So there's a bit of a conflict here. Is there some dissension over who gets to use that frequency during that hour, Biafra or Kurdistan? By the way, on at least three different occasions, I've noticed something very strange on 11600. The Kurdistan transmission goes off a few seconds after 2100, but then a somewhat stronger carrier comes back on for about 2 minutes at 2101 and goes off again without any modulation, as if something was trying to start up without any success. Via Hardcore DX, Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso reports the reactivation of Radio Nacional da Amazonia on 6183. He first heard them March 31st, mostly in the daytime. He's not far away from Brasilia. And the transmission was going on and off, and the frequency was varying slightly, later down around 6181. So I've been looking for it too, but not hearing it in the evening as of April 5th at 0537. The VOA Sao Tome relay was still in the clear on 6180 during their French broadcast. But the next night, April 6th at 0640, now I'm getting Brasilia, and it's off frequency. In fact, the single transmitter had two carrier peaks I could detect, and they beat against each other, interfering with itself. I measured them at 6180.226 and 6180.662, and it was parallel to the other frequency, which is also off, 11780.105. It's bad news for Mexico's only remaining shortwave station, XEPPM, on 6185. The much stronger Brazilian signal will be interfering with it again. But at least we had a good run with no interference from Brazil for at least a year. And more about Radio Canada International being back on shortwave. Thanks also to Radio 700 in Germany, the same one relaying Belarus. Richard Langley, not far from the defunct Sackville, New Brunswick, has been in contact with Christian Milling of Radio 700. And he says, we have set up official cooperation with RCI to transmit English, French, and Spanish programming, a long-term relay on a legal basis. We're preparing for a Spanish language outlet, which will follow later on shortwave. In his DX fanzine, Antonello Napolitano in Italy has been in contact with Radio Tele Candip in the Congo DR, 5066.4. He got a reply by email from Michel Angaika Baba on March 19th that they have 1 kilowatt on 5066. Converted to UT, the schedule is 0230 to 0900 and 14 to 20. He also said they're looking for some spare tubes not available in the Congo DR, but he didn't say exactly which ones he needs. This resulted from a follow-up trying to get a verification for his original reception in 1985. Arnie Coro sent Wolfgang Büschel his tentative new A16 schedule for Radio Havana, Cuba, to go in effect April 10th or 11th. Many of the same frequencies, but a few modifications. A major change being 15140, a new frequency for North America between 18 and 2030 UT. It's beamed 340 degrees to Chicago in what else but Arabic at 1800 and Creole at 1830. But it does include the first transmission of the English hour at 19 UT, followed by half an hour of French. These replace 11670. So we may have a better chance to hear India, although not so much in the summer. Ron Howard in California says, wonderful to hear this one again as they had been silent for about 6 months. That is All Indie Radio Aizawl, AIZAWL on 5050, April 6th at 12:30 to 12:35. The best reception for him is in that time period when they carry the All India Radio news in English from New Delhi, which always produces stronger audio, better modulation than the local studio. He did hear an ID for All India Radio, the news read by someone. However, on 5050, there is interference from Beibu Bay Radio in China. But AIR had a very respectable signal on this occasion. In New Zealand DX Times, Brian Clark reports what is likely one of the rarest of Indonesians, RRI in Nabire, off frequency 6125.236, March 20th. It was heard at 0931 until off abruptly at 0942, as it's apparently operating only in the local daytime. Nabire in Papua Province apparently reactivated, but watch out for China Radio International, which is also in Indonesian during that hour. On April 4th, Stephen Cooper received this from Arezu Rad of IRIB English Radio in Tehran. Warm greetings. We have recently planned to broadcast programs via internet and satellite. And based on this plan, the shortwave broadcast of our radio will be unfortunately discontinued. As a radio hobbyist and an audience of IRIB English Radio in Tehran, what do you think about this idea? Do you think we should take this measure and act as we have planned, or do you still prefer to follow our programs via shortwave radio? Please let us know and help us to make the best decision. He says, I replied asking for info on when this will happen and stressed it should continue on shortwave. The email doesn't make clear if the decision has already been made. So we've been checking closely for the English broadcasts of Iran as originally scheduled for the A16 season, especially to North America, the so-called Voice of Justice at 0320 to 0420 on 9420 and 11780. As I mentioned a few weeks ago, both frequencies very ill-chosen, colliding with Greece and Brazil respectively. And in fact, when I checked on April 6th, those were the only stations I was hearing, no sign of Iran. So unless they found some better frequencies, that transmission appears already to be deleted. However, here is one English broadcast from Iran which has still been confirmed by monitoring, the one to Europe at 1920 to 2020 UT. Listening via the Tventa SDR, Bruce in New York says he did hear it April 6th at 1955 on 9665, clearly received. While Jean-Michel Aubier in France said 12015 was in parallel, and Richard Langley in New Brunswick also heard 9665 at 2010, 40 over 9 at Tventa, and even you could even detect it in New Brunswick with a fair to good signal, signed off just before 2023 UT, also mentioning 12015. But at Tventa, that was dominated by Korea in German and radio teletype. Last week, we mentioned that Shokaze, or Seabreeze, from Japan about North Korean abductions had moved to 5935. For the 13 to 14 UT broadcast, now we have the current frequency for the other transmission at 16 to 17. From Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, it is 5915, presumably both still with English on Thursdays only. We continue to hear Denga Kurdistania best around 14 UT on 11600. And as I mentioned earlier about Biafra, on the same frequency until off at 2100. Ivo Ivanov has made a final update of the transmitter site schedule for Denga Kurdistania, which are all on 11600. He says, from 03 to 05, it's France. From 05 to 13, Pridnestrovia. 13 to 17, Bulgaria. 17 to 1930, France. And 1930 to 21, Pridnestrovia once again. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1820. Consult our website for a lot more information, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Christopher Brennan, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order on a U.S. bank and U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK 73702. As we reported last week, the world's newest shortwave station, Madagascar World Voice, was widely reported after it started March 27th. However, it disappeared after about 5 days. Here's what happened. Richard Langley sends this from the WRTH Facebook page. Victor Gunatelica and several others received this note from MWV. Unfortunately, in our fifth day of operations, a defective part shut us down, so you will not be able to receive us now. Everything at the station is new and under warranty, so it's just a matter of getting the part to Madagascar and having it installed. We'll let you know when we resume operations. That's from Henry Hufford, host of African Pathways Radio. That's the name used on some of their English broadcasts, but not all of them, coming from different sources. And we continue to wonder about MWV's identity in other languages, such as Arabic. Jari Salolainen in Finland heard them identifying as Radio Feda, F-E-D-A, and that's the Arabic word for redemption. There's to be a website, radiofeda.com. Ron Howard in California says, it seems that ASIC FM via RTM Malaysia have straightened out their problems and are now back to normal transmissions. Heard April 2nd at 11:40 in vernacular and pop songs and singing jingle IDs, 50 hertz above 6050. On April 4th at 13:05, I had a very poor signal on 30 hertz above 6050, probably the same station. Ron says, inactive RTM stations remain Radio Classic on 5965, which would be clear as China is no longer on it, and also inactive Trax FM 7295. The other two stations which are active are the services to Sarawak 9835 and 11665. In BCDX, Wolfgang Buschel says, previous scheduling on the 6050 transmitter, which is 10 kilowatts from the Kajang site and a non-directional antenna, while mostly ASIC FM from 05 to 15 UT, also carried Info FM at 02 to 05 and Salam FM from 1500 to 1520. I had confirmed on the first day of A16 that Radio New Zealand International had made its switch from 9700 to 6170 after 13 UT. However, on April 1st and still on the 5th, they were back on 9700 and no signal on 6170. Explained on their website that they are limping along on only one transmitter, so they've had to curtail their broadcast. Due to a transmitter fault, the AM transmission is now from 2150 to 1650 UT, which is a bit of a contradiction from the actual frequencies posted, including 9700 all the way from 0759 to 1650. However, 2 hours starting at 10:59 are presumably still on the antenna north-northwest toward PNG, which is worse for us than the other transmissions aimed north-northeast into the Pacific. Ivo Ivanov says, there are no more frequencies of PBC Radio Pakistan in the A16 HFCC database. So we're wondering, have they finally given up on shortwave completely? No, not quite. They have been quite irregular, but are still heard occasionally. Noel Green in the UK says, I had not heard Radio Pakistan for some time until April 5th. I found them at 0630 on 15730. A poor signal by one of their old transmitters with audio distortion, and it signed off at 0700. No broadcast to West Europe from 0830 that he could find. I suspect I am the only DX monitor in the world tracking the ever-slipping automatic cutoff time of Radio Chasky, Urawamba, Peru on 5980. But here's a significant milestone. They have reset their clock. And as of April 4th, they went off at 13.5 seconds past 0104 UT. So we expect them to recess an average of about 6 seconds later per day for months and months to come. By the way, if you can actually hear their programming during the previous couple of hours, it would not only be Red Radio Integridad, but also Radio Transmundial, Via Integridad, Via Chasqui, as reported by Claudio Galas in Chile and Daniel Williams in Brazil. Bill Bingham in Johannesburg sends a story from FIN24.com. SABC fires 123 staff for gross dishonesty in South Africa. About what? Apparently the issue was medical aid fraud. Another station I often check for its always inaccurate time signals is SLBC Sri Lanka, 11905, opening approximately 0114 UT. It's often a just barely audible carrier, but if there's enough signal, I can make out when the time signal ends. On April 3rd, it was at 16.5 seconds past 0115. If you can hear it much better, as Stephen Wood in Massachusetts could. April 6th at 0133, he says a very good signal tonight, the best I've heard for several months. A solid S8 with only slight band noise and marginal flutter. A program of local traditional music. ID in Hindi, enjoyable listening. For 3 months, the Chi-Com had been jamming the wrong frequency in the wrong station. As we've mentioned previously, as monitored by Ron Howard, it's the BBC Uzbek broadcast via Tajikistan on 4790 for only half an hour at 13 UT, which they want to prevent anyone in China from hearing. But instead, dyslexically, they mixed up the digits on the frequency and put the jammer on 4970, which interfered with All India Radio Shillong. Well, that's nothing new. They already interfere with lots of Indian frequencies, deliberately or nonchalantly. However, they finally got back on the right frequency to jam. Ron Howard says, according to Hiroyuki Komatsubara in Japan, as of April 4th, the noise jamming and CNR1 jamming was back on 4790, and All India Radio was in the clear on 4970. Little change for the A season from Radio Thailand's English broadcasts. The same thing they've done previous years, but for the record, here it is, via Jose Miguel Romero in Spain. The North American service at midnight to 01 and 02 to 02:30, 15590, which I say you will be lucky to hear propagating, but maybe better at midsummer. Then to Europe at 5:30 to 6, 17640. And all the remaining English broadcasts to Asia or Europe are on 9390, 12:30 to 13, 14 to 14:30, 19 to 20, and 20:30 to 20:45. Replying to last week's item about Radio Free Asia back on the 19 MHz band, jumping around different frequencies for the Tibetan service via Kuwait, Tim Hindle in Alabama says, how much sense does it make to broadcast to places like Tibet or Afghanistan on 19 megahertz? I picture a lot of the shortwave radios available to ordinary people in those places as being like the older analog small sets we have, such as the ICF SW11. It tunes the traditional bands 6, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15, 17 megahertz, but is not general coverage and won't tune the 19 megahertz band. Is that a good frequency choice for places that may have a lot of that kind of receiver? I say, Tim, you make a very good point. They probably chose this for propagational reasons, as higher bands get through better against jamming, if they are propagating at all. Tim says, yes, but propagation is useless if the receiver won't tune the frequency. With the self-destruction of Longwave 279 from Belarus, as I mentioned earlier, that opens up the frequency for Europeans to listen to the only other station on the frequency anywhere near, Turkmenistan. Tudor Vidiano in Romania says on April 1st, I hear Turkmenistan on that frequency, S5 at 10:45 a.m. local time, 0745 UT, rather low modulation, but it should improve a lot in the evening. Stephen Luce in Texas employed the Tventa remote receiver at 21:30 April 1st. No more Belarus, but he heard a CW beacon like ND and was hearing some very faint music, probably Turkmenistan. Greg Hardison in California did the same on April 2nd at midnight 53 UT and was having much better luck with Turkmenistan. Mid-Eastish version of a bagpipe. The signal faded up with minor key flute and strings at midnight 57. An unknown language at midnight 59, time pips at 0100, no ID. But likely it was Turkmenistan. Bruce Churchill in California also used the Perseus site in eastern Finland on 279 and heard Ashgabat April 7 from 2339 UT, weak modulation but a clear signal. He says it reminded him of when he used to hear them on shortwave 4930 and 5015 about 10 years ago when he visited Ashgabat. Ugandan clandestine radio Lead Africa isn't having much luck being heard over here, at least, on its new frequencies. Harold Sellers in British Columbia reports March 30th at 0500. It should have been on 12060 via South Africa, but instead he heard BBC News, apparently a wrong feed. Further off the coast in British Columbia, Walt Salmaneve was able to hear 5915 radio Lead Africa. April 1st at 0300, very good reception coming over the pole to him with his 500-foot beverage aimed due north. Put this frequency in your BST-1 car shortwave memory like I have, 17530. That's where we can hear VOA Greenville in English for Sesquihour at midday. Excellent reception here in mid-America off the back, 17 to 1830 UT. Larry Zamora in Texas also listens to VOA on 17530, Saturdays at 17 with some of his favorite programs, issues in the news, and at 17:30, Press Conference USA. Via Artie Bigley, Mike Terry, and W0WOI, links to a report from TV station WITN in Washington, North Carolina, VOA radio towers being demolished, 48 of them, in fact, which were declared surplus. VOA Site A had not been in use since 2006. Environmental Holdings Group teamed up with Controlled Demolition to implode and haul off the 48 towers. It took less than a minute for them all to come down. Checking WRMI's updated program schedule grid, I'm pleased to see two additional airings of World of Radio. Thank you, Jeff. They are UT Monday, midnight 30 on 7730. And Tuesday at 21:30 on 15770. Also officially on the WRMI schedule now are some hours and hours of world music, which we enjoy very much. Wednesday through Sunday, midnight to 01, and Tuesday, midnight to midnight 30 on 7730. Tuesday to Saturday, 07 to 8, and Sunday, 7:30 to 8 on 7730. Also, on 11580, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, 02 to 03, Monday to Saturday, 13 to 14, and 20 to 21. We also hear them some additional hours on those frequencies and 9955. Navigation outlook from Boulder, minor to moderate geomag storm levels peaking April 12th with A's and K indices of 24 and 6. Solar flux ranging from 78 to 82 until April 30th. World of Radio 1820 concludes. I'm Glenn Hauser.